Scientists Exposed radio show, part of the Freedomizer Radio Network. Yes, we trust science. It's just scientists we don't trust. Visit madscientists.exposed for many ways to listen or call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air. Again, that number is 319-527-6208. And now, here's our lead investigator, Suzanne.
Hi, and thank you for tuning in for another exciting episode of Mad Scientists Exposed. These scientists just keep running amok. They're not really being restrained by any consideration for human health. And so I thought, well, what's a lot in the news lately are these 5G towers going in around the country. It's supposed to be the next greatest thing since cell phones, and cell phones being microwaves, you don't really want to hold them against your head, because there is some evidence that if you use a cell phone too much against your head, you're going to get tumors on the side of your head, in your brain, on the side that you're using the cell phone on. But now these 5G things, now they're going to be even more inescapable. They're going to be towers like every 1,000 feet all over the country in urban centers. And why? Because they think it's going to give us faster service. And, faster service, what's the point if you're dead? So I have some articles here that I've pulled up on 5G. And some of them are not too flattering to 5G. Because, if you want faster service, you can just sign up for your cable service at home. I mean, this is about cell phones. I guess they don't want to be wiring up houses anymore. I don't know. I've got some articles here from naturalnews.com and science.news and some others. Anyway, so this article is dated. Come on, pull it up. Okay, it's dated July of this past July, which isn't that long ago. 5G is already linked to rising health problems. Concerns about health calamity are on the rise. Fifth-generation technology for mobile networks, known as 5G, is set to make its big debut in Sacramento, California this summer, which I guess is in the past. But faster internet speeds aren't all this new technology is known for. Concerns about the effects of the new cell service are mounting, especially with the growing body of research tying cell phone radiation to cancer and other adverse health outcomes. Outside the lab, firefighters and others exposed to 5G devices say that they are already experiencing negative cognitive effects, including confusion and memory issues. You know, as these things proliferate through population centers, you're getting microwaves right to your head. Radiation from cell phones and cell towers has already been linked to brain cancer. With the advent of 5G, there will be more towers that are closer together, a recipe for disaster, according to health advocates. Multiple cell service providers have announced that they will be rolling out 5G for faster speeds, but the impact of the new network is poorly understood at best. More concerns about what the long-term effects of the near-constant radiation bath provided by 5G networks are continuing to grow, and for good reason. Understanding 5G and cell phone radiation. The kind of radiation emitted from cell phones, cell towers, and related devices is known as electromagnetic radiation, often abbreviated to EMF or EMR. So that would be electromagnetic frequencies or electromagnetic radiation. It is also considered to be a type of non-ionizing radiation. While it is not the same radiation you'd fear in a nuclear accident, it doesn't mean that it's risk-free, as industry leaders make it out to be. Currently, cell phones and other devices rely on the 4G network. 5G, or fifth-generation technology, promises speeds of up to 100 times faster than the current model. I don't think even the phones could keep up with it. You keep buying new computers and never seems to keep up, because they bloat the software to fill up your computer memory. So I'm sure absolutely that that's going to be the same thing with your cell phones. In order to achieve such speed, however, there is a caveat. Thousands of more base stations need to be installed in order for it to work. 5G waves cannot travel as far as 4G because it's shorter the frequency, the less distance that it'll cover. Experts say that one new base will be needed to be installed for every 12 homes. This means that while you might not currently live near a cell tower, soon these new base stations will become virtually impossible to avoid, like the stupid smart meters, huh? Combine the prevalence of 5G base stations with the risks of EMR radiation and the potential hazard to human health is virtually impossible to ignore, unless you're a regulator or an industry leader, perhaps. Yeah, they ignore stuff quite often. They've got a video here. They've got a little EMF measuring device that could be like the ones that my kids have been using on. Their dad just got a new microwave oven, and they've been using a little microwave measuring device to see that, yes, it does indeed leak. You don't want to stand anywhere near it while it's running. Anyway, a health hazard waiting to explode. There is no shortage of reasons to be worried about the impact of 5G networks on human health, but the recent reports of health complaints from a group of San Francisco firefighters ought to give everyone pause. While the promise of faster speeds and better connectivity sounds like a dream come true to cell phone lovers, it is becoming quite clear that the cost of 5G is simply too high. Firefighters from San Francisco, say that they began experiencing an array of unusual side effects after 5G, and they have a link to another article, sacramento.cbslocal.com. Let that load while I'm reading here. After 5G equipment was installed in and around their firehouses, symptoms reportedly include memory problems and confusion. The firefighters say the symptoms only stopped after they relocated to different fire stations without 5G devices nearby. It's not just firefighters either. In Gateshead, England, scientist Mark Steele says that there's been an uptick in reproductive issues and other health problems since the city's new wireless streetlights were installed. Miscarriages, stillbirths, nosebleeds, and insomnia are among the consequences he's reportedly observed in the community. Well, isn't that special? They've been after bringing down human fertility for years now. So now they couldn't get you to, abort enough. They couldn't get you to vaccinate enough. Now they're going after pregnant mothers to cause miscarriages there, and the statistics are in on that. That's what's happening. The New York Times is running articles on, gee, wouldn't it be nice if humanity went extinct? You know, there are evil people out there, and, they'll try to sell it to you because trying to force it back in the 40s didn't work so well. This world dominance and world execution thing. So that didn't work so well. So they're trying to sell it to you as something else. They're just lying about it. And like, who wants faster cell phones if you'll never have children? You know, who wants faster cell phones if you're going to die of all kinds of cancers? Anyway, we are seeing babies dying in the womb as these transmitters are situated outside people's bedroom windows. It's a humanitarian crisis, Steele contended. I would go farther. I'd call it a crime against humanity. Many studies have shown that there is a link between EMR from cell phones and cancer. In fact, a recent large-scale government study found an association between cell phone radiation and brain cancer and heart tumors. Now, I know when I remember when I first got a cell phone, it would like heat up my ear. I just, and that was, when was that? Around 2000. And, as time went on, I just stopped holding cell phones to my ear. I generally, now I'm on a headset right now, and the phone is a couple feet away. It's not up against my head. But also, if I don't have my headsets with me, I'll answer on speakerphone and hold it a little bit away from my head. It's certainly not up against my head. And I know ham radio operators that won't even own a cell phone because it's that they're familiar with the frequencies, the microwave frequencies, and they know that they're dangerous, and they're not going to hold it up to their heads or have it in their house. They probably have one now, but for a long time, a lot of ham operators just wouldn't do it. Anyway, going back to this Mr. Steele and his studies, the $25 million study carried out by the U.S. National Institutes of Health National Toxicology Program, NTP, has shed light on the very real dangers of cell phones and other wireless devices. The NTP study focused on exposing rats to two types of radiation emitted by cell phones for a 9-hour period each day. Well, that's quite a lot of cell phones. I don't know. Are people on cell phones for 9 hours a day? Maybe they are if they're texting and stuff. I don't know. The NTP actually It's the same towers, whether you're on a phone call or the internet. The NTP study focused on exposing rats to two types of radiation for 9 hours a day. The radiation bath began while the rats were still in utero and was continued until the rats died a natural death. An expert review panel analyzed the findings and were shocked to see that the radiation from cell phones was linked to increase in tumors of the brain and heart, I guess, in the rats. Additionally, the reviewers also observed a statistically significant increase in damage to heart muscle. Advocates say that the implementation of 5G is a recipe for a total health calamity. Don't ignore the risks. Despite the growing body of research indicating danger, the potential health crisis of 5G is largely being ignored. For example, in response to the firefighters' health complaints, the wireless industry told CBS 13, the article that we have in the next tab here, that decades of research show that cell phone radiation is safe. It's baloney, yeah. The industry rep even told CBS 13 that brain tumor rates in the U.S. had gone down since the advent of cell phones. What a lie. This assertion from the wireless industry is at odds with reports, and they have another link to naturalblaze.com, reports that brain cancer is on the rise in both the United States and England. But it's not just industry leaders ignoring the risks of 5G and other related tech. The FDA has come out and declared that only heavy users of cell phones may be at risk. I don't believe that. Downplaying the risks of cell phones. And that's another link over to another article on Naturalist. 5G and other hazardous technology is a major public health issue. In today's world, being a quote-unquote heavy user of cell phones isn't that hard to accomplish. Most young people would easily fall into that category. You can learn more about the threat of radiation from 5G and cell phones at radiation.news. Okay, so he's got a whole other website. Yeah, I saw, you know, we were at friends' house last night for New Year's Eve, and they have, you know, little girls, and this one little girl, I guess she's about 11 or 12, I'm not sure. And what her parents are telling me is that she is totally, totally immersed in that electronics. And whether it's a cell phone or she had a little tablet that she was on too. And there's this new social media for little kids called TikTok. And her classmate, somebody cracked her password and they were in her account. And she was quite upset, really, really upset. And I said, you quick change that before they change it for you and or on you. And so she did. She got in there and she changed her password. But she was still quite upset about it as we left. She was still upset about it. So I guess she's got a big fight to fight in school now, figuring out which kid cracked her password. I don't know. Little girls can be so catty. I used to know some pretty catty little girls when I was her age. Anyway, Nikki cracks about Catwoman. Yeah, that's probably where it came from. Anyway, let's see, FDA has come out and declared that only heavy users, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's the end of that article. Here's the one about the firehouse. Let's see. CBS 13 Sacramento. Questions raised about 5G health risks months before Sacramento launches service. Sacramento will be the first city in the country to get 5G cell service later this summer. So it's this past summer. I wonder if they actually got it. But health concerns are now being raised about the equipment. A little late, huh? 5G uses high-frequency waves and is supposed to be 100 times faster than the current cell phone service. However, the 5G waves don't travel as far as current wireless frequencies, so instead of large cell phone tower equipment spread far apart, the 5G requires small cell sites closer together. So my guess is they would build them into light poles. The FCC does set exposure limits for cell site antennas that transmit signals to phones. Research has been done on the effects of cell radiation, but it has been inconsistent. Yeah, right, because you have people trying to prove opposite points. According to the National Cancer Institute, a limited number of studies have shown some evidence of statistical association of cell phone use with brain tumor risks, but most studies have found no association. Right, because the ones funded by the industry. Firefighters in San Francisco have reported memory problems and confusion after cell phone towers were installed outside their fire stations. The firefighters claim the symptoms stopped when they relocated to stations without equipment nearby. The wireless industry told CBS 13 that decades of research shows no known health risks from this type of energy, because they just defined away you're just confused, but that doesn't mean you're not healthy. I think that's what they're, I think that's the word game they're playing here. Let's see, this type of energy. In fact, a spokesperson for the occurrence of brain tumors in the United States, the occurrence of brain tumors has a spokesman? No, says, I'm sorry, I guess a spokesman for the wireless industry says the occurrence of brain tumors in the U.S. has actually gone down since cell phones were introduced. Now, if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. The safety of cell phone consumers is important to CTIA and the wireless industry. We follow the guidance of the experts when it comes to antennas and health effects. Following numerous scientific studies conducted over several decades, the FCC, the FDA, and the World Health Organization, the American Cancer Society, numerous other international and U.S. organizations and health experts continue to say that the scientific evidence shows no known health risks to humans due to the RF energy, radio frequency energy, emitted by antennas and cell phones. Now, this stuff has not been around long enough for them to do decades worth of research. Keep that in mind. They're just blowing smoke out their hat. Yeah, I think it's funny, but it's pretty pathetic. The evidence indicates analysis of official federal brain tumor statistics showing that since the introduction of cell phones in the mid-80s, the rate of brain tumors in the United States has decreased. That's baloney. The city of Sacramento partnered with Verizon to offer 5G. So that's what they did. 5G, Verizon slipped them a whole bunch of money, Sacramento being the capital of California. You know, where they can roll out in Sacramento, they'll roll out in all of California, and then they figured they'll just roll it across the country and just roll right over you. A spokesperson told CBS 13, the city of Sacramento currently has six active 5G sites. All are on SMUD utility poles, whatever SMUD means, I don't know. And they give the addresses here, 1731 East Street, 1619 East Street, 421 14th Street, 230 Q Street, 2019 21st Street and 801 16th Street. Sacramento issued a statement to CBS 13, reading in part, Sacramento continues its emergence as a leader and innovator and will be the first scale commercial practical implementation of 5G in the nation. It is this type of innovation that will enable residents to experience gigabit speeds that were previously only available via costly fiber. Technologies like 5G promise to revolutionize the daily lives of people. I'll bet it will. The city plays an important role and is actively working to streamline the development process, and that means cut some corners, and effectively and efficiently pave the way for innovators like Verizon to implement technologies that will drive economic vitality, decrease the digital divide, serve our diverse communities, and forward the mission of the city for all. Gee, I wonder what that is. The city currently has six 5G sites active. The city does not and cannot regulate wireless services. Well, then why do you even issue a statement? Why did you have to take the money if you can't regulate it? Or did they pay you to not regulate it? AT&T also plans to introduce 5G and says it is comfortable with the technology. I'll bet they are. Some cities, including just so, you know, all these different companies are rolling out these towers just because you have a phone to one doesn't mean that you're not getting the radiation from its competitor in the next tower a few feet away. You're going to be getting radiation from all of their towers, whether you pay them for their service or not. AT&T also plans, so it's not really fair to the people who don't want it. AT&T also plans to introduce 5G and says it is comfortable with the technology. Yeah, some cities, including Santa Rosa, have put their 5G plans on hold while health concerns are addressed. Editors note, a previous version of this story read that the firefighters had memory problems and confusion after the 5G equipment was installed outside their fire stations. The story has been changed to reflect the cell towers, not 5G, which isn't in San Francisco, contributed to the firefighters' problems. Oh, man. You know, to this day, I know people that get headaches from using a cell phone, so they just refuse. My daughter, it's really hard to get her to even answer her phone. You know, I usually have to call one of her brothers to say, get her on the phone, I need to talk to her, you know, and hold it away from your head, but it hurts her hands too. It's not just her head. She can feel, some people can feel those vibrations, those frequencies, and she's one of them. Anyway, so this is a concern. Anyway, Ed wants to say something, but he's not going to call in. He wants to just wants me to hand over the mic. Here you go.
Not the mic, just the headphones.
That is the mic.
Are you sure these headphones aren't powered by 5G?
Yes, it's a wire.
So I'm looking, I've been looking into CBS This Morning, a thing that came out a few months ago about 5G. It was linked to Sacramento, but I can't find the link to Sacramento. But anyway, I'm looking at the public comments. One person says, 100 times faster cancer. Yeah, it's 100 times faster 5G than 4G, but it's 100 times faster cancer. Another one by the name of Derek said, 5G uses weaponized frequencies, not the same as 4G, like they want you to think. The public has no clue how dangerous this. They will leave the big towers, install the new ones every few hundred feet. Please research 5G. They want nasty things for you and your family. Population control is a big one. The government refuses to show research for 5G. They know the truth, all on your dime. Don't listen to the government paid fools, mainstream media. It's not about faster internet. They could run a fiber optic cable to your home safer and cheaper. 5G antennas require a lot of power. They will be cutting down lots of trees and bushes too, so you get maximum power. Bad for your health, big time. The next person says, Dana Ashley, very attractive young lady. She says, take your 5G and stick it. This will damage humanity beyond comprehension. But don't worry, they'll have a vaccine to fix you. The people making money from this should be RF'd before anyone else. What does RF mean? Oh, they should be radio frequencies before anybody else. How many died of lung cancer before cigarettes were no longer allowed to be advertised on TV? Anyone remember the cigarette commercials hosted by a doctor in his white jacket telling you how healthy smoking was because it relaxed you? Here we go again, folks. All for the dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, and keeping up with China. Ain't it worth dying for? Everyone should have a weaponized telephone pole outside their home, especially when it's aimed at you. And we'll get to download videos really fast while we browse faster than the speed of light. Okay, maybe just a few more. And Andrew Parrott says, woohoo! More time spent staring at our phones and getting even more depressed. Ah, well, at least the cancer will give people something else to focus on. This madness has to stop. Notice how they both said it's coming. Talking about 5G, it's a subliminal way of saying we don't have a choice. Since when do phone companies dictate to us what we want? Read the comments, CBS. Nobody wants this 5G microwave technology right next to their house, bathing us in a 24/7 bath of constant microwave radiation. But it is being forced on us, and we will all suffer the consequences. So this is the heart of mad scientists, isn't it? The heart of mad science and mad scientists, that they don't give a crap about the ordinary American or any human person, actually, you know? That is just crazy. Get ready for depopulation, says Iron Star. All righty. Well, thanks for letting me sound off. And here's your headphones back.
Sometimes these comment sections are really, really great. People have really good points. And I'm going to miss the comment section on Breitbart. Here it is, January 1st. They did away with their comment section. Now you have to go to their Facebook page to leave a comment. I guess they want your full name and address and firstborn child. I don't know. I mean, they had Discus, D-I-S-Q-U-I-S, and that was a free-for-all, and it could be a cesspool if the trolls waded in. But, you know, if they're going to pay moderators on Facebook, they might as well pay moderators on Discus, which is kind of a shame. So, I'm scrolling down on Breitbart page right now, and they didn't tell us this was coming. You know what? Maybe it was just down for a day. Maybe they took it out of cell phones. I'm looking at it now. It's actually on, they do have it on their desktop site.
What?
Discus? Yeah, Discus. I think it's Discus. Let me click on my icon there. Okay. Yeah, it's Discus. So I guess they just disabled the cell phone version. I don't know. I was kind of disgusted with that. Anyway, so I'll back off of Breitbart there. Anyway, so here's another article. It's fits in the vaccine story. you know, people can see you shoot up their kid with the MMR, and people can coincide the date of the shot with the kid suddenly retreating into autism or dying. And so what they've done is I think the DTaP is more lethal than the MMR. And so what they did is, and they're frequently giving them together, and the MMR would take the blame, but I think it was the DTaP that's actually doing it, causing the encephalitis and all that. So now they've moved the DTaP to prenatal, to give it to the mother. And so I can't tell you how many complaints I've seen on Facebook, you know, from grandmothers. Oh, my daughter just got the DTaP, and she was 36 weeks along, and now she's in labor to give birth to the stillborn baby. It's going to be stillborn in the next 5 hours. And, you know, just really, really sad. And the whole idea was, number one, if your kid was going to get autism from a vaccine, they wanted to say, well, it's just a genetic birth defect, that, oh, the baby was going to be born like that no matter what, you know, so that the parents wouldn't get the opportunity to get to know their kid in a healthy state before they got shot up and crippled or killed. That's the whole point. So now by giving it to the mother prenatally, the whole point is that you don't get to know your kid in a healthy state. So you can't point to a regression date and possibly, even sue the VAERS, the government agency. You can't sue the vaccine manufacturers or the doctors by law, but they want to deny all plausibility. And then they started trying to peddle it off. Oh, autism is genetic. Nobody believes that, because you don't have, sudden genetic upscales in, you know, epidemics like this. We're at, like, I don't know, 1 in 50 or 1 in 20 kids now. It's insane. So now this is now a similar story coming out. AT&T, and this is dated December 28th, just a couple days ago, a natural news. AT&T to deliberately hoax its own customers by falsely labeling 4G phones with the 5G icon. Now, what could that be about? AT&T wants to win over new and existing customers by advertising its 4G phones with 5G icons. In 2019, AT&T plans to deceive customers by displaying a 5G logo in the corner of their smartphone. None of the phones will be connected to a 5G network. AT&T will pretend that their most advanced 4G LTE tech is using the new 5G network. AT&T is incorporating new speed-boosting technologies into their phones, but these upgrades do not qualify as 5G technologies. The new 5GE icon is practically a hoax. AT&T justifies the marketing ploy by including a small letter E after the number, the icon 5G. So it says 5GE. According to Fierce Wireless, I guess that's, it's another website, potentially millions of people could see the new icon at the top of their smartphone screen by spring of 2019. By the end of 2018, the latest Android devices will have access to AT&T's 5G Evolution network, the 5GE, available in over 400 markets. This isn't the first time that AT&T deceived the public with faulty advertisement. The company showed a 4G logo on Apple phones long before 4G was officially rolled out. The phones used 3G technologies that incorporated speed-boosting HSPA+, but they were deceptively marketed as 4G. These marketing ploys have allowed AT&T to get a jump on the rest of the competition. This time, AT&T will deceive customers by making them think they are accessing a 5G network months before everybody else. CTO Neville Ray called out AT&T in a recent blog post. AT&T is duping customers into thinking they're getting something they're not, said Ray, and I think there's more to it also. This deception is important because it allows the industry a chance to undermine the health risks of, the health risk awareness of 5G. If 5G is supposedly already in use and health effects aren't observed, then the industry can advance new 5G technology as safe long before the towers are built and its true safety is assessed in the population. That means they're tricking you to thinking, oh, 5G isn't bad for me because my phone does 5G and I don't have brain cancer. 5G marketing deception gives the industry time to make the technology appear safe. That's like the whole thing. You know, you're not going to see the regression date on your you're not going to be able to tie your brain cancer to when your phone actually gets 5G or when they actually put up a tower near your house. They're going to trick you into thinking you're already bathing in 5G, so that when you actually are bathing in 5G, you won't make the time connection in your observations. Real 5G networks won't be available for another year or so. This is data just a couple days ago. Excuse me. AT&T's marketing trick causes great misunderstanding around a wireless technology that is already fraught with controversy. Fifth-generation technology for mobile networks brings about faster internet speeds, but the new technology is also connected to health risks, and they link off to another article. Research shows that the electromagnetic radiation from cell phones causes cancer. People who live closer to cell towers are at greater risk of brain cancer. With 5G, there will be more of these towers, and they will be closer together. 5G waves do not travel as far as 4G. Therefore, new base towers will need to be installed for every 12 homes. As more cell towers go up, people will receive internet speeds 100 times faster than before, but they will not be able to escape the constant barrage of non-ionizing radiation. California firefighters who work closely to newly install 5G equipment quickly began to report confusion and memory problems. And now they're trying to wave their hands and say, oh, no, no, those were just regular cell phone towers. Those weren't 5G. Well, then maybe the regular cell phone towers need to go away. And 5G just acknowledges there's worse and more of it. When the firefighters relocated, the confusion went away. The health consequences of 5G are yet to be unleashed. AT&T's deceptive marketing practice could be an attempt by the government and the industry to make 5G technology appear safe before the technology truly is unleashed en masse across the country. For more on this topic, visit radiation.news. So the reference, diverge.com, t-mobile.com, naturalnews.com, and Fierce Wireless. So that's deceptive marketing. 5GE is baloney. It's baloney, baloney, and don't let them fool you. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. MistysGardens.com.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home. MyZestiness.com.
So we're back, and there's another article here. People are starting to push back, and we can take an example from these people. Residents of Charlotte, North Carolina, speak out against mass 5G implementation. This is dated October 21st, just this past, month and a half ago. I guess 2 months ago. A local news affiliate out of Charlotte, North Carolina, recently aired a segment about the infamous 5G wireless technology that's right now being rolled out in select cities nationwide. And many local Charlotte residents, the report divulged, aren't at all happy about it. The segment, available for viewing at Brighteon.com, that's a competitor for YouTube, explains how smaller wireless towers are popping up all over the place, including in people's front yards. Like, they used to offer, like, churches and civic buildings and stuff like that some funding if they could put a big old cell phone tower on your property. I've seen that on several churches that I've gone to. And, if it's a way of supporting their mission, I guess. But if they pull it up in your front yard, I don't see them offering you payment for that. The segment available for viewing at Brighteon.com explains how smaller wireless towers are popping up all over the place, including in people's front yards, as 5G technology requires many more cell towers than normal, packed closely together alongside one another in order to work. Well, they just put up wires then. This is stupid. A bit smaller than your average lamp post, these 5G towers, the report explains, have to be spaced every 100 to 500 yards apart, meaning there will end up being thousands of them in some neighborhoods and potentially millions of them throughout the entire city. Soon, Charlotte will be one of just about a dozen cities to get 5G service from AT&T, but it comes at a price, the reporters state. Thousands of small cell towers might be headed to your neighborhood. It might even be in your front yard. 5G technology has barely been tested and will likely harm many. Besides their unsightliness, these 5G towers are known to emit high amounts of radiation, and with so many of them on the verge of being densely placed throughout cities like Charlotte, many people are concerned about the public safety implications. There really are reasons for serious concern that 5G could be a major public health catastrophe. An interviewee from the segment states, we should not be experimenting on our children and ourselves by making it widespread without adequate safety data. They already do that with vaccines. They roll them all out. Every year there's a new flu vaccine. Never gets testing because it takes a lot longer than a year to test a new anything. Numerous studies show that 5G has barely even been tested compared to previous wireless iterations like 4G and 3G. Both of which come with their own unaddressed health risks. But 5G will likely be off the charts in terms of the electromagnetic pollution it will create, which is why at least one study emphasizes that, quote-unquote, precaution in the rollout of this new technology is strongly indicated, unquote. Hundreds of scientists tell the FCC to stop the 5G rollout. This would explain why 225 scientists from 42 countries sent a letter to the Federal Communications Commission last June urging the federal agency to consider the potential impact of a full 5G rollout across the United States. We already know from research out of England that 5G test towers are causing some people to suffer insomnia, nosebleeds, and even stillbirths. We're seeing babies dying in the womb as these transmitters are situated outside people's bedroom windows, says Mark Steele, a 58-year-old resident of Gateshead in northern England, where 5G towers are already being deployed. It's a humanitarian crisis. President Trump signs executive order accelerating deployment of 5G. Yep, I don't know. The FCC is thus far not taking any of this seriously, however, just the opposite. In fact, a federal agency is reportedly planning to impose, and they have a link to publicintegrity.org, to impose new rules that would drastically limit the availability, the ability of local governments to say no to 5G towers. According to publicintegrity.org, the FCC is planning to vote in favor of rolling back the environmental review process for 5G infrastructure, and President Donald Trump seems to be in full support of this, having signed an executive order calling on federal agencies to use all viable tools to accelerate cell tower deployment in both rural and federal lands.
He can't possibly know. Nobody's told him. He hasn't read about it.
I don't know.
His advisors know anything about this.
No, they know, but they're not telling him. I don't know. Those towers are going to go up, and you're going to have great, great broadband, President Trump is quoted as saying. Well, I want to know who quoted him, because there are people that will put words in his mouth for their own agendas. To keep up with the latest in 5G deployment, be sure to check out emf.news. That's a website I've not been aware of before. It looks like it's a companion website to radiation.news. Let's see. emf.news. Glitch, smart meters, and EMF. Have you ever asked yourself what possible dangers of 5G could be? Smart meters may be smart, but they're making the world stupid. Is your cell phone a psychotronic weapon that's controlling your mind? Some experts think so. Alarming. 35% of us now suffer from hyperelectrosensitivity, a debilitating syndrome caused by wireless technology. Well, just don't hold it in your hands, I guess. I think we're all going to be retrofitting our houses with Faraday cages. I think that's what's going to happen here. Put the phone down. Excessive phone usage may expose you to harmful radiation. Smart meters are wildly inaccurate. Study finds that readings can be 581% higher than actual use. Oh, so they're going to double bill you for stuff, huh? Wow, disturbing evidence suggests that Wi-Fi radiation could increase risk of miscarriages by almost 50%. Don't keep the router in your bedroom. Don't keep the router in your bedroom. Don't keep the router in your bedroom. 5 ways to protect yourself from cell phone radiation. That sounds interesting. The effect of the safety of 5G technology is finally being brought into serious question, and this is the end of November there. EMF radiation found to affect memory in young people. Let's see the 5 ways to protect yourself. Let's see. They have a cell phone here with a pink skull and crossbones on it. Our modern world is full of cell phones, digital technology, and wireless connections. We're constantly being bombarded by electromagnetic frequencies. Even though we can't see them, these invisible frequencies may cause health issues to those who are exposed to them on a regular basis. This should be a cause for concern, considering most of us frequently have to use a cell phone in our daily lives. Now, the owner of Freedomizer Radio here doesn't own a cell phone. I don't know about his wife and kids. I don't know if they do, but he refuses to even own a cell phone. But you can call him every night. Proof negative, yeah. He owns the station here. You can call him every night on his show. You know, he's the Proof Negative show. Is Monday through Thursdays at 6 o'clock California time. Let me go
Maybe
back.
He's the primitivist, Cro-Magnon man.
I don't know. I can't tell from the jokes he posts on Facebook. I don't know.
He could actually have some Neanderthal.
Well, we all do statistically. Yeah. You know that's the Neanderthal.
Barefoot. He runs around barefoot. I swear.
He's
to
the
God.
Founder of Barefoot is Legal. Yeah. Well, I go barefoot a lot too, you know. But the Neanderthals never went extinct. We just kind of.
No, they moved to Las Vegas.
No, they just interbred with modern humans. So now we're all carrying their DNA around, you know, varying proportions. So.
No cell phone, no shoes.
No cell phone and no shoes. Yep. I don't know.
No service.
No service. Well, if you don't have a cell phone, you don't have no cell phone service. I don't know. Well, you know, I used to blow all this off because I thought, well, you know, when you walk out of the sunlight, you're being bombarded with radiation from the sun anyway. But a lot of these frequencies don't reach the ground. They get stopped by the upper atmosphere. You know, a lot of the UVC, although we're getting so much lately with these magnetic storms and stuff, that UVC is reaching the ground. Anyway, I lost my place in the article. Well, they have a couple of introduction paragraphs. How to protect yourself from cell phone radiation. Electromagnetic fields might be everywhere, but that doesn't mean that you can't find ways to protect yourself. Here are five ways to help limit your exposure to cell phone radiation. Now, this is not about the towers. You can't control where the towers are going, but you can control what you keep against your body. And number one is stop using a cell phone if you don't have to. There's no doubt that cell phones are modern conveniences that are extremely valuable in terms of communication. Like if your car breaks down, I've had to call AAA twice in the last 6 months. One was my battery died, and the other was I accidentally knocked myself out of the car. They had a guy come in who was an expert at jimmying through window frames. And he did it without damaging the car. I was kind of shocked, but I was grateful to get back in the car. Anyway, however, you don't need to use a cell phone all the time. When your phone is not in use, you can simply turn it off. A cell phone doesn't emit any radiation when it is turned off. Now, don't believe that. It does keep track of where you are, and then it will upload it as soon as you turn it back on. If you have to keep it turned on, place it on airplane mode whenever you can. Now, if you turn off your phone, people can't reach you for emergencies. Your kids can't reach you if you need them to be able to reach you. You know, so I'll frequently just turn off. I'll just put down my phone and leave it in a room, and you know, where I know where it is on the charger, and I'll just walk around the house and do my business, and I don't keep the phone on my body. Anyway, another one, number two, keep your distance. When you do have to use your cell phone, try to keep your distance around 30 to 40 centimeters. I have no idea what that is in inches. Away from your body should be fine. It will also help you not to strain your eyes. Try to go hands-free if you can. Talk on a speaker mode. Talking on speaker mode reduces your need to hold your cell phone up to your ear. You can also use a wired headset or an earpiece, but make sure it is a corded earpiece that plugs into your phone and not a Bluetooth or wireless earpiece. Well, Bluetooth is much less power than microwave than the, you know, the cell phone power itself, because you know, if you walk a couple of feet away from your phone, your Bluetooth doesn't work anymore. Let's see. Those items still emit electromagnetic frequencies. At night, refrain from sleeping with your cell phone right beside you. Place it on airplane mode and keep it on the other side of your bedroom. Women should also avoid keeping their cell phones in their bras. I don't know any women who do this, who keep cell phones in their bras, but I tend to hang around with the hippie moms who don't wear bras. Reduce EMF exposure at home. There are other alternatives to staying in touch without a cell phone. You can still make calls on a corded phone or landline. Refrain from using wireless connections as much as possible. This includes Wi-Fi connections on computers and appliances that use wireless functionality. Well, I'm sitting at my laptop right now that is connected by Wi-Fi to the router downstairs, but whatever. I'm sorry, it's not a cell phone, but it's Wi-Fi. Reduce EMF exposure at home. Okay, I just read that. Use an EMF shielding device. These devices often come in the form of holsters, and cell phone holders can block radiation. Well, it'll block the reception of it. The radiation will still hit your body. The cell phone tower that you're going by, it just won't register in the phone. And so your phone won't be able to talk out to a cell phone tower either. So, but you're still receiving from all the cell phone towers around you. So this is a little bit confusing here. To find a shielding device that blocks the majority of EMFs, be sure to check out the specific absorption rate, SAR value, on the product label. The SAR value is an indication of the rate at which energy is absorbed by a body exposed to EMF. You can also buy a radiation-protected device that you can wear around your neck or attach to your phone. I don't quite understand that. You need Faraday clothing. Maybe knit yourself sweaters with the nice, pretty foil through it. I don't know, the streamers. But just because you shield the cell phone doesn't mean the towers aren't hitting you. So that's a little bit not right. Seek good reception. Here's another good reason to use only use your cell phone only when that's got grammatic issues. When you have 5 bars of reception, if your phone has good reception, it will use up less power for transmissions, thereby reducing the amount of radiation it emits. Well, yes, but that also means you have a cell phone tower closer to your house. Phones with poor reception have to work harder to transmit. Well, you know, put up a Faraday cage on your house. I don't know, paint your walls with lead paint. Oh, we just got rid of all lead paint. I don't know. I'm not too sure about these 5 methods. You could just move to a mountainside and go off-grid. You could do that. So what other articles on what's the progress here on the resistance? Let's see. We talked about Charlotte. Cell tower radiation confirmed to cause cancer in animals. Now, I don't know why this came up. 5G is already linked to rising health crisis, problems, concerns. Why is this 9 most shocking vaccine ingredients of 2018? Is that related to the cell phone stuff? Technology is making us more anxious, psychologist explains. Yeah. 5G wireless internet is another suspect in cancer-causing technology ring. Staying current, latest tech controversies at glitch.news. That's a new one. Electromagnetic radiation from power lines is a very real, and I have to click on it, Civil War alert. Leftists openly plot mass executions, warning for humanity. Sometimes they talk in hyperbole, but sometimes they really don't. Joseph Mengele, the quote-unquote doctor that did all the experiments in the concentration camps back in Nazi Germany, he was just a sadist. And these people are born every generation. We didn't get rid of it just because Joseph Mengele is dead. Oh, man. I clicked on an article, and it looks like it's can't find it. Let's see. Let's try this one. Not loading. So, let's see. These foods kill cancer cells better than chemotherapy. They're going over all the different causes of cancer. Pharmaceuticals, pesticides, 5G wireless, hormone disruptors, toxic vaccines, and some viruses are engineered to give you cancer. Buyers beware, these foods from China have all been proven, blah, blah, blah. He's got the same warning at the top of every article here. That's too bad. Because that confuses the articles, the links. Citizens protest against 5G technology installation and its health hazards. Is this on Charlotte again? Page jumping. And this is dated May of this past year, 2018. They've got a picture of a cell tower in space aimed down at the Earth. Concerned by the unknown side effects of 5G technology, people are demanding their local officials take a good, long, hard look at the health risks posed by the upcoming wireless communication network, according to greenmedinfo.com. I like greenmedinfo, too. The term 5G is short for fifth generation, up to 100 times faster, blah, blah, blah. We read about that. Expected to become widely available in 2020. The new 5G technology uses both low-band and high-band frequencies. The latter are mostly made up of millimeter waves, MMW, a type of electromagnetic radiation, EM, that will be used by the new network to send and receive massive amounts of data at blistering speeds. Cell phones send and receive data from nearby cell towers in the form of radio frequency. This goes on. Many studies warn about health risks of MMW radiation from 5G. Well, it's pretty much saying what we have been saying, damaging effects on the human skin. One Israeli study with a link, led by Dr. Yuri D. Feldman, found that human sweat ducts act as an array of tiny helix-shaped antennas when exposed to MMWs. Their findings suggest that human skin not only absorbs but also amplifies the radiation of MMW networks. A study, and to think that they didn't know this before they designed this whole thing, they knew it. They're right in step with the New York Times. Wouldn't it be okay if humans went extinct? All at once, the better. We don't have to get their compliance if we can just do it all at once. A study carried out with a link to evaluate the interactions and implications of MMW 60 gigahertz with the human body discovered that more than 90% of the transmitted MMW's power is absorbed in the epidermis and dermis layer. So we're all going to get burns. The effects of MMWs on the skin is arguably the greatest concern of these new wavelengths utilized by 5G technology. We might well be looking at the possibility of increased incidences of many skin diseases and cancer in the coming years in areas where 5G technology is deployed. Profound effect on the immune system. Isn't that convenient? A 2002 Russian study, with another footnote link, carried out to examine the effects of high-frequency electromagnetic radiation, 42 HGZ, I think they meant to say GHZ, gigahertz, exposure on the blood of healthy mice, found out that the activity of cells involved in immunity, such as the neutrophils, reduced drastically, about 50% decrease in activity. I think they had grammatical issues too. It was concluded that the whole body exposure of healthy mice to low intensity EHF EMR has a profound effect on the indices of non-specific immunity. Explain that to me. Damaging effects on the heart. A 1992 study found that frequencies in the range of 53 to 78 gigahertz impacted the heart rate variability and indicator stress in rats. A Russian study on frogs whose skin was exposed to MMWs discovered abnormal heart rate changes, arrhythmias, hazardous effect on the eyes. The images of the Indiana Jones movie and the heads melting and the eyes popping with the radiation from the box. I'm sorry, the Ark of the Covenant. In 1994, a study carried out in Poland to evaluate the influence of millimeter radiation on light transmission through the lens of the eyes, it was discovered that low-level MMW radiation produced lens opacity in rats, which is associated with the production of cataracts. Yeah, you know, up in Arizona, I think statistically get more cataracts than anywhere else because how bright the sun is here. It's so bright. I can't tell you how bright it is. A Japanese experiment carried out to examine the potential for 60 gigahertz millimeter wave exposure to cause acute ocular injuries found that 60 gigahertz millimeter wave antennas can cause thermal injuries of varying types of levels. The thermal effects induced by millimeter waves can apparently penetrate below the surface of the eye. So they're cooking your eyeball. 180 scientists and doctors call for a moratorium. Scientists are concerned as well. More than 180 scientists, and I think the other article said 220-something, and doctors from 35 countries have recommended a temporary ban on the rollout of 5G technology until its potential hazards on human health and the environment have been fully evaluated by scientists independent of the telecommunications industry. Yeah, just like we want some vaccine science done by non-vaccine promoters. What are the real dangers of 5G technology? The short answer is we don't fully know yet, but the studies we have on this are cause for concern. The health hazard of the most studied 3G CMDA technology shown to cause an array of detrimental health effects have not been fully revealed. Yet here we are on the verge of adopting a potentially more dangerous technology than 3G. Anybody remember 3G? I barely remember it so far back. Don't you think we should fully evaluate the health effects of 5G before rolling out the technology? And he goes into his references here. Let's see. The real dangers, let's see. Don't you think, let's see. Let's not forget, alternatives to wireless mobility, the mobile technology are available. Yeah, we could all use telegraphs, I suppose. Fiber optic broadband technology is feasible and safer alternative. I firmly believe that technology improvement can be attained without jeopardizing the health of the general public. But see, what they really want is to keep you on a leash. If we all just stop using cell phones, they would have to financially eat those towers. But the whole point is tracking you. The whole point is the Internet of Things. And what they really ultimately want is to implant these things in your heads, because your pocket just ain't good enough. You know, we have now the story of the Chinese government now is putting tracking chips in all school children's uniforms. They wear to school. And see, this article was dated, just March of 2018. So this stuff's coming. It's coming really fast. And I'm going to take another quick break and we'll be back.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Do you want to live a happy and healthy barefoot lifestyle? Join Barefoot is Legal Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. There are no laws against bare feet in public, and we are here to dispel the myths and empower you to stand up for your rights. Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce on Freedomizer Radio or the Barefoot is Legal radio show Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, and check out barefootislegal.org.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
So, from a dubious website called androidauthority.com, they want to rebut all of this stuff, all of these researchers and these miscarriages and stuff. This says 5G is not going to microwave your brain. Well, of course it is. That's exactly what it does. You can't say that your cell phone and your 5G towers are not emitting microwaves, and you can't say that your brains won't be in the way of those microwaves. So why? I think they're just in love with their sponsors. With the transition to a new networking technology, some familiar scare stories are reemerging. You might even have seen a few of the comments here. 5G will give you cancer. MM wave technology leads to brain tumors, and smartphones are microwaving our bodies. And it's true. I have felt cell phones before. My daughter's more sensitive to it than I am, but you can tune in and you can perceive this stuff. Now they're claiming, oh, but it's hogwash. We're just going to ridicule the people that are complaining here. This is this Android authority. Or the stories, so the stories go, it's all hogwash. Many of the persistent myths about cell tower radiation still hang over the industry from as far back as the 2G days. Many are wrongly concerned about the dangers even faster 5G technologies. Let's examine the leading studies and some of these persistent rumors to put your mind at ease about the safety of mobile technology. You read next, don't believe the carriers, 5G technology is still years away. I don't believe it. Understanding radiation. Radiation probably makes you think about waste hazards and nuclear bombs. While that's fair, no, it doesn't make me think about that. It makes me think about rats and then people with brain cancer. While that's fair, there are plenty of very safe forms of radiation. In fact, we're constantly bathed in background radiation like cosmic rays from the sun. Those are not safe, people. This is why pilots insist on flying on at night for long-haul flights, because they're getting bombarded with radiation in the high atmosphere because they don't have as much atmosphere above them protecting them. And they have a higher cancer rate, so they're flying at night so that they're on the other side of the Earth from the sun. There's a major difference. Now, this article goes on. There's a major difference between safe radiation and the bad type associated with places like Chernobyl. Yeah, or X-ray machines. And what, do they think we're stupid? This is the difference between ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation appears at wavelengths above ultraviolet light, like X-rays and gamma rays. These can damage your DNA by knocking electrons out of the base molecules, leading to tumors and cancer. Any radiation can do that. Graphics showing the difference between, I guess it deleted the graphic. Lower frequency radio waves, like what's used for LTE mobile devices, and are non-ionizing. They can't cause the same type of damage. But microwave ovens will cook your food, so why wouldn't they cook your brain? Certain non-ionizing wavelengths can still be bad for you as they produce heat at extremely high power level. Your microwave can warm up some nasty TV dinners just fine, but it requires more than 1,000 watts of power to do so. They need to fix that grammatical train wreck too. The FCC's safe limit for mobile phones is a specific absorption rate of 1.6 watts per kilogram of mass, nowhere near enough to warm up your body. But if you're perceptive, you can feel it, and why should a little bit of poison be any better than a lot of poison? I mean, why should you accept that? Smartphones marketed in the U.S. must demonstrate compliance with this limit before they go on sale. ICNIRP guidelines used in Europe and most other countries set this limit around 2.0 watts per kilogram. These are the absolute legal limits of exposure most of the time, but we're not talking about the cell phones. We're talking about the towers. The real world values are significantly lower, especially when we put our phones down. Well, how are you going to put the cell phone tower next to your house down? Many studies have looked at radio frequency electromagnetic radiation, RF-EMR, can affect. Studies have looked at if radio, they mean weather, looked at weather, W-H-E-T. These people, Sister Jane needs to smack their knuckles with a ruler. Speak some English, people. Can affect healthy people. A literature review in 2009 and a 2010 Interphone study both summarized the lack of findings on this topic quite well. If you don't have a cell phone tower next to your house, you can't measure it, can you? In 2011, the World Health Organization declared cell phones as a Class 2B carcinogen, meaning the technology may be linked to cancer. This does not instantly imply the level of exposure from commercial products is dangerous. Well, what does it imply? Other class 2B carcinogens include pickles, aloe vera leaf extract, and being a firefighter. The semantics are important here. This is BS. There have been no conclusive results indicating mobile technologies are imminently dangerous to humans. Well, you don't find what you don't look for. Many astroturfers rely on how difficult it is to contextualize scientific results to make wild claims that go unchecked for a long time, and particularly they often cite one study as proof for their misinformation. Well, what's wrong with citing a study? You'll never be exposed to the amount of RF-EMR in this study. You have to stand next to the tower. This is not about what your cell phone emits. This is about the towers next to your house. The U.S. National Toxicology Program in 2016, the NTP, released draft findings of studies examining the effects of non-ionizing radiation on rats and mice. Several populations established a control group with males exposed to either CDMA or GSM cell phone radiation and females exposed to GSM cell phone radiation. That's 2G rather than modern 4G. Researchers applied the following exposure protocol to test the animals. Well, where's the 5G? Are they going to test those too? After 2 years, the study found several rats and mice exhibited tumors. However, these results mostly concerned full body exposure rather than partial body exposure for humans. So the cell phone tower is just going to target just your butt or something? It's not going to target your whole body? There also weren't adequate controls for exposure uniformity, making it tough to tell exactly how much exposure each rat actually received. The Ramazzini, I can't even stomach reading the rest of this because they're measuring the wrong device, the cell phones rather than the towers. I just can't even stomach reading the rest of that. Ugh. Let's find another article. LA Times, that's 2 years ago, is 5G technology dangerous? Early data shows a slight something. I had to click on it. Not sure I want to. Yep, videos. Why 5G cell towers are more dangerous? Towers. It's about the towers. Let's see. Oh, and they show a telephone pole with some towers, with some 5G antennas built on the side. Plans to, what's the date on this? I hate when they don't give me the date because I want to know how relevant they are. Oh, man. This is radiationhealthrisks.com. Where is the date? Where is the date? Well, plans to transition to 5G around the world is already underway. Soon, every city will be retrofitted with this technology. Mini cell stations will be placed all throughout our neighborhoods and cities. Who's got the money to do this? They're going to take it out of us. It's going to be jacked onto our cell phone bills, and we don't even want it. They will be installed on the sides or tops of buildings and on streetlight poles. 5G cell towers are more dangerous than other cell towers for two main reasons. First, 5G is ultra-high frequency and ultra-high intensity. 3G and 4G use between 1 to 4 gigahertz frequency. 5G uses between 24 to 90 gigahertz frequency. To put this in perspective, 90 gigahertz is 90 billion electromagnetic waves hitting the cells in your body per second. This is a whole lot more radiation than we are exposed to naturally. Second, according to experts, because of the shorter length of millimeter waves, MMW, required by 5G to support the bandwidth, these shorter waves do not travel as far or through objects. So we can close our doors on this. We won't have miscarriages with the towers next to our bedrooms. I'm not sure I buy it. This means that our current number of cell towers, the cell signal will not be reliable. To compensate, many more mini cell towers must be installed. It is estimated that they will need a mini cell station every 2 to 8 houses. Health experts believe this increase exposure to 5G will have a devastating impact on our health. And they have a video to talk about it. More cell towers equals more radiation. Please also, and you know, if you're into ham radio, you know that the shorter the frequency, the less range you have on your radio, and you have a whole bunch of repeaters set up to get into your network. Whereas if you have a low frequency transmitter, which requires a higher level license, you can talk around the world, just skip it off the upper atmosphere or whatever, depending on the sunspot cycle that you're in. Anyway, 5G will require more mini cell towers to function properly. This will give you endless capabilities. However, some health experts believe this could also be a recipe for health disaster. While there have yet to be any specific tests linking 5G health exposure to health ailments, we already know 4G and 3G may be to blame for health issues in children and adults around the world. According to SafeSpaceProtection.com, the microwaves from cell phone towers can cause memory loss, headaches, cancer, birth defects, and heart diseases. So that CBS thing was obfuscating. When at the bottom they said, oh, well, we corrected this article, so that doesn't say 5G anymore, it just says regular cell phone towers next to the fire stations, they were obfuscating because by escalating up the frequency, 5G is actually a worse scenario situation. Even though they have less of a reach, you got to have more of them so to make your cell phones work. You want your cell phone to work everywhere you go, right? So some believe the closer you live or work near a cell phone tower, the greater risk to your health. Cell phone towers create electromagnetic radiation. That radiation is considered a possible carcinogen by the World Health Organization, the people who brought you weaponized sterilization vaccines in Kenya. I guess they don't like brown-skinned people. And it doesn't stop there. Thousands of well-documented studies indicate that there is a link to cell phone towers and an increase in serious illnesses. Again, this is based on 3G and 4G signal strength and radiation, not for the more powerful 5G network. I can only imagine what 5G will mean for our bodies, minds, and environments. In Germany, researchers studied 1,000 residents who lived in close proximity to two cell phone towers for about 10 years. According to the study, during the last 5 years of the observation, researchers discovered neighbors living within 400 meters of the cell tower were diagnosed with cancer at a rate that was three times higher than those who lived much farther away. Another frightening study in 1994, well before 3G, 4G, and 5G, links significant health problems with people living in a London apartment building with a cell phone mast on the roof. In this study, the cancer rate of those living on the top floor of the apartment building, the closest to the tower, had a cancer rate of 10 times the average in England. If this isn't enough to convince you that there is a significant link between cell phone towers and the health problems, consider a recent study in Italy. In March 2018, the researchers at the world-renowned Ramazzini Institute released the shocking results of a large-scale study of lab animals exposed to cell tower radiation over a lifetime. The Ramazzini study exposed 2,448 Sprague-Dawley rats, I guess that's a breeder rat, from prenatal life until their natural death to environmental cell tower radiation for 19 hours a day. RI exposures mimicked the base station emissions like those from cell tower antennas, and exposure levels were far less than those used in the NTP studies of the cell phone radiation, ehtrust.com. I'm not sure what that said. NTP refers to the National Toxicology Program study that recently linked cell phone radiation to heart cancer in male rats. The Ramazzini study is the first to complete a study of this scale over a significant period of time. Together, the studies make a strong argument for more guidelines and standards to protect public health. Health experts from around the world are weighing in on the significance of the findings and urging the World Health Organization to act. They'll act all right. They'll shove it down our throats. I'm sure one of them are the ones that wrote that New York Times article or had it placed, opining on the desirability of extinction of humanity. This study raises concerns that simply living close to a cell tower will pose threats to human health. Governments need to take measures to reduce exposure from cell tower emissions. This goes on. What does the study say? As companies prepare to make 5G a reality, many doctors and scientists believe that technology will be a massive public health experiment. That's it. That's when they do the vaccine experiments and trials. It's on you and your children. You're the actual trial. Because how could they possibly know in advance? It also believes that MMV can make some pathogens resistant to antibiotics. Well, I don't know about that. It goes quite a bit more to this article. Ways to reduce exposure to 5G. Well, okay, boosting your immune system with natural fruits and vegetables is a great way to keep yourself healthy and blah, blah, blah. The best way to keep cell tower radiation from penetrating your home is to create a highly conductive enclosure around your home, a Faraday cage. There you go. So what does this mean? It means first measuring the levels of radiation with an HF35C meter. This meter will give you various levels throughout your home and determine what areas you need to focus on first. Where to shellac your tinfoil to the wall. Right now, there are various window coverings, paints, that will keep radiation from penetrating your home. Yeah, lead paint. We all got rid of lead paint. Now we're going to do this, huh? Many doctors suggest keeping your distance from cell towers in question. Well, you drive by them all the time. This could be very hard to do, given these 5G towers will be on every corner, on every building, unless you never leave your house. And I don't see this, as the author here, as being a realistic expectation. Blah, 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 blah. He's hoping for an app or a map listing cell towers. Well, there is an app for doing that. I used to map those out a while back. I guess I got a new phone and I forgot about that app. But there are websites that will give you a list of all the cell towers. But I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up with the sheer number of 5G towers. I don't know. Reducing radiation in your home. Yeah, there are people that refuse to own a microwave oven. You can get a smart meter guard to protect you and your family from harmful radiation. You can get a smart meter guard for your router and cell phone for under $100. I've never heard of those. I'm going to look into them. By reducing your risk of radiation, you can improve your chances, blah, 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 staying healthy. Why are companies pushing 5G? Now, that's a good question. 5G is the wave of the future. This advanced bandwidth will allow you to download movies in a matter of seconds, and is expected to support at least 100 billion devices. That's a whole lot of devices, one bandwidth. In general, 5G will be up to 100 times faster than 4G. That's fast. Oh, I don't care. I don't have any problem watching movies now. 5G stands for fifth generation. So what? Major cell phone companies and others are making progress right now to be ready to launch 5G by 2020. They better solve this before it becomes a campaign issue, because I guarantee you it will. I won't get over technical, but in general, 5G will make technology faster, smarter, and create more connected world, as if we're not connected enough. They just want to wire our brains together, wire our brains to their AIs. How will 5G work? More of the difference between 3G, 4G, 5G. They're just ramping it up, future of 5G. Anyway. Interesting article. I see I am running out of time here. I'm getting the notices. And I don't know, 5G, I don't know if there's any organization about it. Let's see, 5G, if I find it, I'll put it on the show notes. 5G organized resistance. Let's see, activism against 5G in Europe. Sets examples for others. Resistance to 5G, roadblock to high-tech future, or warning. That's the Epoch Times. Verizon reorganizes structure under new CEO in prep for 5G. Ooh, they're going to fight back. Ooh. Across the U.S., 5G runs into local resistance. That's the Wall Street Journal. Good for, New FCC ruling gives federal government control of 5G rollout. Well, I don't know. Comprehensive guide to 5G safety. Same frequencies used for pain inflicting. Steam it. Somebody on Steam it posted an article about 5G and pain frequencies, huh? They're all going to waterboard us all. Research confirms bacteria and Wi-Fi. Oh, that goes on. Anyway, yeah, I'm getting the beeping in my ear now, not just the notices on my screen. So keep an eye on this 5G movement. Be aware of your local governments. Be aware of your own cell phone provider. Be aware of the FCC and any public comment they have. Y'all have a great week and Happy New Year.